Eureka by John Thomas, Volume 1, Chapter 2, Section 3, Part 6, The Balaamites. But though the star angel, or eldership, of the ecclesia in Pergamos in the general answered to Antipas, the Spirit's faithful witness, yet, said he, I have against thee a few things, because thou hast there them holding fast the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices, and to fornicate. So hast thou also them holding fast the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which thing I detest. Balaam, like Nicolaitan, Antipas, etc., is a typical name. It is written Balaam in the Hebrew, from Bela'am, signifying wasting of the people. A Nicolaitan is a vanquisher of the people, and a Balaam is a waster of the people. Qualities uniting in the same class. It is also the name of an ancient prophet, who, in the days of Moses, resided at Pethor on the Euphrates in Mesopotamia, among the mountains of the east. Though a believer in the true God, he practiced divination for the discovery of enchantments, and was held in high esteem by the Baal worshippers of his time, who declared their conviction that whom he blessed was blessed, and whom he cursed was cursed. On a certain occasion, when the Israelites were encamped in the plains of Moab, on the east of Jordan by Jericho, Balak, the king of Moab, in concert with the Midianites, sent princes to Balaam with the rewards of divination, to request him to come and curse them, that being devoted to destruction, he might prevail over them and expel them from the country. But God said to him, Thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Upon this he refused to go, and the princes returned to Moab. But Balak was importunate. He sent again by more princes and of a higher rank, and with promises of great honour and riches, if he would comply with his request. But, though he loved the wages of unrighteousness, he was afraid to encounter the consequences of violating the interdict he had received. He concluded, however, to try the Lord again, and see if he would not relax in favour of his covetousness. At night he received the answer that if the men came to call him, he might rise and go with them, but he was to speak only the word revealed to him at the time. It seems, however, that he was so keen after the honours and rewards that he did not wait to be called, but of his own accord rose up and posted off with two servants. Balaam was evidently a man of bad principles. No further account would be necessary to prove this. Yahweh had told him that the people were blessed, yet he sought to gratify a Baal worshipper for a reward, in seeming to comply with his request. Had his heart been right, he would have accepted God's interdict as final, and have refused to consult the Lord any more upon the subject. He would have dismissed the princes of Moab with an unqualified and emphatic denial, and have commanded them to appear no more in his presence with their bribes to sin. But no, he professed a zeal for the word of Yahweh his God while he was anxious to please the worshippers of Baal for reward. If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of Yahweh my God to do less or more. But stay, don't go away. I will see what I can get him to let me do. If he had been an honest and upright man, he would not have said, I cannot, but he would have declared, I will not go beyond his word. But he went with two servants, and therefore God's anger was kindled, and an angel of Yahweh stood in the way for a Satan against him, with a naked sword in his hand. When his eyes were opened to see the peril, he fell prostrate, and having received a severe reproof for the perverseness of his way, he was permitted to go with the princes. Balak, hearing of his approach, went forth to meet him. Balaam, having explained his position, accompanied Balak to Kirjath Huzoth, the capital of Moab, where he eats of the idol sacrifices with the princes of the king. And on the morrow they took up their position on one of the high places of Baal, commanding a view of the four-square encampment of Israel. But Yahweh would not allow him to defy them, but compelled him to utter those beautiful predictions of their future glory under the star and scepter of Jacob, recorded in Numbers 23 and 24. Seeing he could not reverse Yahweh's blessing upon his people, and knowing that his favour is consequent on keeping his commandments, he counselled Balak to cast a stumbling block before them, causing them to sin. Instead, therefore, of advising him to war, he suggested the policy of seducing them from their allegiance to Yahweh and his law by sending in the daughters of Moab among them and enticing them to impurity and idolatry. Balak followed his advice and by the means proposed caused Israel to be joined to Baal Peor, which caused the anger of Yahweh to smoke against them. Such, in brief, is the history of the prophet who caused a wasting of the people. For Yahweh commanded their chiefs to be hung, and all who had offended to be slain in the number of 24,000. The points of his character were covetousness, perverseness, presumptuousness, unrighteousness, beguiler of unstable Israelites, apostasy from the right way. Where such attributes of character meet in a class of persons, they are said in the New Testament to be following the way of Balaam, the son of Bosor, and Balaam becomes the representative of the class. Thus, in the days of the apostles, there were false teachers in the Christian congregations, whose motives, teaching, and practices were analogous to Balaam's. They were grievous wolves, wasters of the people, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. They taught that belief of the gospel and being baptized was not enough, but that in addition to this, it was necessary also to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses, or men could not be saved. They appended this dogma to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus in order to popularize his doctrine and make it palatable to the Jews. Paul styles it another gospel, which, truly, is not another but a perversion thereof. He says that they who preached it were accursed. that they sought to bring believers into bondage, and that, desiring to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrained their victims to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. Acts 15, verses 1 to 5, and 20, verses 29 and 30. Galatians 1, verses 6 and 7, 2, verse 4, 5, verse 10, and 6, verse 12. They proceeded from bad to worse. They inculcated a distinction of meats and drink, the observance of holy days, new moons and Sabbaths, and a voluntary humility in neglecting the body and worshipping of angels. They not only commanded to